Report, Democrats unsure January 6th committee will help politically. By Paul Bois on June 9, 2022. Democrats are reportedly unsure about whether or not the January 6th committee will be politically advantageous despite their incessant enthusiasm for it. According to Axios, several vulnerable House Democrats have said in private that January 6th fearmongering has not become a major issue in their districts, though they are hopeful that the hearings will change that. I think they're incredibly important, but I wouldn't call them pivotal to the election, Representative Susan Wild, DPA, said of the hearings. One anonymous Democrat in a swing district simply said no when asked if January 6th should be an election issue, while hoping that the hearings would provide a lot of powerful information or a holy SHT moment. I hope that the hearings and the report get to new people who maybe aren't thinking about January 6th, Representative Elissa Slotkin, DME, said. Representative Angie Craig, DMN, added the economy is the number one issue for her voters. The outlet noted. The committee has been building its case for the better part of a year that Republicans were at best complicit and at worst instigators in the January 6th assault on the Capitol. But the climax of that effort comes 17 months after the attack, and at a moment of serious political peril for Democrats. Given President Joe Biden's increasing unpopularity due to the rise of inflation, gasoline prices, and a litany of foreign policy blunders, Democrats desperately need an issue to distract voters to retain power come November this year. Thus far, their efforts have proved fruitless given that Google Trends data shows midterm voters have very low interest in January 6th compared to topics like jobs, taxes and gun policy, noted Axios. Republicans have largely used the Democrats' incessant focus on January 6th as an opportunity to reach voters, reminding them of the economic issues the opposition party has ignored in favor of political witch hunts. Campaigns are going to stay focused on the economy, which is our number one issue, and leave partisan antics to Democrats and their losing campaigns, said one Republican strategist.